Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show with your hosts, Jason Dias and Troy Hall. If it's Friday, it's Radio Free.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever you may be across this wonderful country of ours. My name is Jason Dias, and we are broadcasting live from the offices of eloquentonline.net and adtracks.org here in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and north and east of me, a fairly long walk, but a short flight in the Millennium Falcon on the other side of the internet glass, your friend and mine, the CEO of South Carolina Federal Credit Union, Mr. Troy Hall. Hey, Troy, how are you?
I am doing fine on this happy April Fool's Day.
The April Fool's Day, that is right. And since it is the 1st of April, and I thought it would be a great day to kind of come clean with a decision I've made to change my position on something, Troy, and I wanted to share that with you.
Well, you know, you have to be careful about any changes of your positions because you know that the April Fool's Day process began back in 1392, and it's all a result of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. So I just wanted to let you know that we are going to raise the literary IQ of this program this week by actually, you know, mentioning something like that.
Well, it's best that we do raise the literary IQ because generally when we get on the air, we typically bring the IQ down just a bit.
I mean, yeah. Well, I know that usually whenever I leave the room, the IQ goes up. So therefore, I understand this completely.
Of course. No. But I mean, I thought what a great way. We're starting the second quarter. You know, it's the first of the month. And so I want to say to everybody out there, all you Twitter people that you know, give me a hard time about this, all you CU people, all you crasher types who have disagreed with me on this, I know that I'm now in complete agreement with you on the issue of the word movement, that I do believe there is such a thing as a credit union movement in our free and wonderful country. I believe categorically, emphatically, that when people roll out of bed in the morning and their feet hit the deck, the first thing that comes to their mind is how can we preserve the tax status of the credit union? I believe that when people go to bed at night, the last thought that escapes their mind as they slip into the eerie silence of sleep and REM is I sure hope that we have a tax-free financial collective tomorrow morning when I wake up. I believe that if for some reason today that the Congress took away that tax deduction, people would take to the streets en masse demanding that it come back. And I believe categorically and with great finality that there is a popular groundswell of support for credit unions in America. And what do you say to that, Troy?
I just say that you just brought tears to my eyes. That's what I have to say. You know, I'm all choked up here, you know?
And, of course, I have to say
April Fool's.
Exactly. And so that there's no misunderstanding, folks, look, I love credit unions. Credit unions have been good to me. I'm sitting in a home because of credit unions. I'm looking at an iPad because of credit unions. I'm broadcasting from a MacBook because of credit unions. But I believe that words mean things. And when credit unions think there is this popular support out there behind them, I think it gives them a false sense of security, Troy. And that's why I make such a big deal about that.
I know, and realistically, it's like, you know, you can get hung up over syntax all you want. I think the essence of, you know, of what you are trying to bring as a catalytic conversation forward is you got to have action to have a movement. You can't just declare it to be a movement and then do nothing about it. So
exactly.
I think that basically that's, I mean, realistically, it's the right message because, you know, we shouldn't be commonplace. When we start getting comfortable then we get lazy, and then before you know it, something else has happened and we've totally missed it altogether. So I think it's good that you just keep us being sharp like that. And if anybody decides to tune out because they think Jason's down on credit unions, then they have not heard the entire story. They have stopped before you got to the period. So I just say, man, way to go. And but let's get to our next guest because
we've got to keep moving here. We've got an awesome guest coming up, and somebody, a credit union that I think in many ways exemplifies the credit union that I think – the type of credit union that is still a big believer in, you know, sharing information and educational content and fellowship and all that kind of stuff with other credit unions, but a credit union that realizes that – that their brand is not really part of a brand in Oregon or a credit union in California or Nebraska. And I was at MTC Federal Credit Union in Greenville last week. They were celebrating their 35th anniversary. They were born the same year that Apple was, and they are in good company because the financials that they reported last week would have, as a COO of a credit union, Troy, it would have made your jaw drop because my jaw was on the ground. These guys have $30 million to lend. These guys are taking advantage of the geography and the history that's being dealt to them. And we're going to go to Mary Taylor. She's the Vice President of Marketing and Business Development at MTC Federal Credit Union, and we'll get to her right after this. All right. Like I said last week, Nike and I, our master musician and producer, were honored to be over at the ICAR Center over at Clemson University in Greenville, South Carolina. And I got to tell you something, Troy. If you judge a credit union by the way it treats its strangers, the members of this credit union are in great hands. They treated us first class from the second we touched down to the moment we left. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the Radio Free Air Miss Mary Taylor. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm good, Jason. How are you?
I want to thank you so much for joining us. I think that the story of your credit union is an absolute credit union success story for a credit union that was, you know, rooted in the automotive industry and started in the mid-1970s, which is not really considered a big bright time for the American auto industry. I just was blown away by the stuff that you guys have done and you guys are doing. And being there last week at the 35th anniversary, like I said moments ago, I was amazed at y'all's financial report. I want to ask you, how have y'all managed to grow and prosper in what is arguably the most difficult banking environment in a generation?
Well, Jason, about 2 years ago, we really had to take a really hard look at where we were. And we were probably considered one of your more traditional credit unions, but we knew longevity, that was not going to be the thing that was going to turn our tide. And we decided to take a very aggressive approach while everybody else decided they were going to go downstream. This group of people, whether we're talking about our board members, our executive management team, our employees, we decided that this credit union needed to go upstream. And we knew exactly how much money we had to lend. We had $35 million to lend, and we were going to lend that money through these tough times. We made a commitment to serve the 14,000 plus members, not the 60 employees that actually make up our credit union. We have continuously tried to strive for the standard of disciplines to elevate service at every level of the organization, and we continuously focus on training. It's been a huge part of what we've done. And we're about building relationships, whether we're talking about externally or we're talking about internally. And we expect our members to be their primary financial institution. One of the other things that we did remarkably was that we put our feet to the street and we sent our folks out into these facility sites to conduct meet and greets. We've done on-site financial workshops that have been very, very successful. Usually we book those within about 7 minutes of the time that they actually go out through an e-blast.
Wow.
And then we've repositioned this brand definitively because of the growth in South Carolina, not only from the port area, through the legislators, but through the upstate of South Carolina that has done a remarkable job in manufacturing, and more specific, to the automotive industry, which is where we come from. We've been the credit union that served Michelin North America in their non-union facilities for those 35 years. Definitively, we know now that we are the financial cooperative that is going to serve the automotive industry for the state of South Carolina. And we're lucky. We've been blessed to be surrounded by upcoming companies that are going to be driving the automotive industry and those cluster groups that follow.
You know, Mary, I have to tell you that, I mean, it's really exciting when you talk about all of these activities and things that you were discussing that, you know, really created some of the reasons why you're being successful. But one of the things that I thought that you sort of shared with me a little bit in our opening beforehand, I just got to ask you about, okay, so you were almost delayed in getting here today because you were held hostage by a turkey?
Well, because we live in South Carolina, because we live in a very green area, we are in the center of a wildlife area, and we have wild turkeys, and they'll walk right up to my window in my office, and I'm a birder, and so I have bird seed all over this complex, the building complex that we work with, and so now the turkeys kind of just walk through the area out there. So we watch them cross this huge street, and it's sad and pitiful because they're slow and the cars are fast. And so there was a little bit of a traffic jam out there on my way out the door, and so I had to sit there for a little bit and finally blew my horn.
Well, you know, I know Jason's probably thinking, oh, my gosh, where is he going with this? So I had two
thoughts. I think it's great. And I thought, Mary, one thing before Troy goes to his question, I thought you and I have something in common this morning because I started my morning this morning, too, with a turkey.
Oh, my. Anyway, okay, so two things came to mind, Mary. When I was young in my career and I was, you know, really trying to, you know, move up and do things, whatever, my team got me this plaque that said – that you can't soar like an eagle when you're surrounded by turkeys.
And you know, so I'm loving it. Ducks quack, eagles soar.
Yeah, so, you know, stuff like that. But what I thought was interesting about your discussion was, okay, so here's the analogy. Auto industry, auto support for the credit union, you're going to be the auto industry leader, but yet the turkeys hold the cars down. So there's something about the, you know, about that I thought was like, oh my gosh, this could be coming together. Because what I wanted to ask you then is this: how do you work with these institutions, with these groups that are coming in that will help you become the new Detroit in that area, and have them not perceive you as though you are a turkey, that you are an eagle? Tell me a little bit more about that.
All right. What we do is we work with economic development groups here in the upstate area, but really throughout South Carolina and the southeastern region. And what that means is once we narrowed down what our position was, what is our brand, and how are we going to make that others understand succinctly what we're about. And so working with these business development groups, they market our credit union as a resource for industry coming to the state of South Carolina. And so it's not just one person that works within NTC Federal that's actually making things happen, or two people. It is a cluster of business alliances that understand what we do and how we can improve the communities and the workforce in the areas that we serve.
Wow. Well, we're visiting with Mary Taylor. She is the Vice President of Business Development Marketing at MTC Federal Credit Union, and she's talking to us about a credit union that has really seized its moment of historical opportunity. Mary, what advice do you have? Now, obviously, not everybody has this large transfer of technology and wealth and resources that's pouring into the upstate area of South Carolina. But lots of credit unions do have, you know, geographical advantages, niche markets and stuff like that. What advice would you give to credit unions so that they can change with history rather than getting changed by it?
First of all, I think that everyone, and this is not just credit union specific, this is for anyone in business, you've got to become knowledgeable about what's going on around us. It is so very important, and I always recommend one book, and I want to tell you it's a hard read, and it's thick, but it's called The World is Flat. It's written by Thomas Friedman. Mm-hmm. He may be a liberal, but he's got a lot to say about our history. But you've got to understand where you are. You've got to understand where you are within the industry, whether we're talking about credit unions or anything else. You've got to know what you do really well. And then instead of trying to be everything to everybody, narrow down what you do well and look around and see who can benefit from these services. And you may have to reinvent it in a way that is going to be relative to what people out there understand. We all understand what credit union means. But traditionally now, you're dealing with a whole new group of people. Not everyone really understands that movement you were talking about earlier. And actually, I don't really understand it either. But yeah, but we are really and truly, I'm looking for the day that credit unions can rebrand a little bit. But really, you provide a financial wellness benefit program, whether you're talking about for a community or you're talking about for a business. You've got to get in there and you've got to find out specifically what you do really well and how relative, what can these folks understand from my message? How can I draw them in? And, you know, definitely leveraging technology. We have gone through a massive change within our credit union over the last year and with technology. And all that did, it is the catalyst for pushing us forward. And there's no going back. And we are looking every day for new avenues. Our folks are both domestically or both domestic and international members. We've got to be able to relate to different generations. We've got to be able to relate to different cultures. And so technology is going to be one of those things. It's actually going to drive us. And, again, no more than 2 years ago, we were your traditional credit union. And so we're looking forward to using these tools. And, you know, we're like everyone else. We have very limited resources. Your people in-house are your greatest resources, and they need to be able to be problem solvers. You need to encourage that within your organization. You need to look for people that are hybrids in different areas, and they bring things to the table. They bring solutions to the table, not just processes. And when we're talking about processes, I just love it. We just sent out an Edison Award within our credit union. I advise you to look at this. How many processes can your employees make more efficient, and what are you doing to acknowledge that, and how much energy is going to be used off of those old ways that we used to do something on driving new business, new members to your credit union? What are you going to do internally to strategize your processes and efficiencies?
I mean, you are just singing like music to my ears.
Okay.
I could actually listen to it all day long because it is truly what excites me. It is the passion that I have for this transformational opportunity that we have, and it's so encouraging to hear somebody else that I think could, you know, really take us to yet another level. I mean, some of the things that you talked about, I mean, you drive a hard message, but it is a message that needs to be heard. I mean, so many times credit unions, I think, create the mansy-pansy approach where they try to be everything to everybody, and therefore they get nothing done. What you have done is you have examined yourself from the inside out. You have said, what can we do? What are we going to do that we're going to be really good at? I'm putting a stake in the ground for this. You have involved collaboration, not only within your organization, but collaboration within your business partners in your community. So it is a global, well-rounded approach. You have a lot of team-focused activities and initiatives. You create cross-functional teams within your organization. You don't leave out the details. You might be a little impatient about the turkeys, but you don't leave out the details. And you leverage one of the most important resources two of the most important resources for credit unions today, and it is the people assets and the technology. So kudos to you, Mary, for the work that you and your team is doing out there. And I just need to know, how can people get in touch with you? Well, tell me what's the best way we can reach you when people want to listen to this and then they say, I got to talk to that woman.
You just go to email. You email mtaylor@mtcfederal.com. And you'll get a response back from me that way. It's the easiest way. Or you can go online to www.mtcfederal.com and go in to learn more about eligibility, and you'll find my contact information there.
Excellent. Mary, thank you so much for being with us today. I love it. I love it. I can't wait to call you after the show so we can talk.
Absolutely.
Well, Mary.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Anna. Great turkey hunting. If you're a turkey hunter, you need to come to South Carolina.
Well, listen, Mary, before you hang up, you know, Troy is right down the road in Charleston, so maybe one of these days we can have him come up and host a show remotely from your new headquarters in the fall.
It'd be great. It'd be wonderful.
Again, a million times on behalf of Nike and myself, thank you so much for just the, you know, you hear – Southern hospitality. You guys took that to a whole new level last week. I can tell you right now, one of the best interviews we've ever had on this radio program. I know Troy's thinking the same thing. And I want to wish you and your team at MTC Federal Credit Union continued success and blessings on your day.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Troy. Have a great day.
You too.
Have a
great day. All right. We'll be right back after this. All right, you are back on the Radio Free Credit Union show, where the talk is hot and the hosts are foolish on April 1st. But Troy, there was nothing foolish about Mary Taylor.
Absolutely not. I will tell you, what a nice little star out there, because, you know, when I hear conversations like that, just like we heard some of the other folks that have talked, I mean, there is a glimmer of hope. We just have to get all these resources together, because the transformation will not occur unless we do some of the things that Mary talked about. We create, we collaborate, we do take a hard look at who we are. I think so many times credit unions think, I can do it better than somebody else. It's what I call the craft table mentality. It's sort of like people go to a craft show, they see this cute little item, and they go, oh, I can make that myself. Instead of actually just spending a few dollars and buying the item and moving on, they go, oh, no, I could do it better. Instead of participating more in that. So, oh, I love it. I love what she was saying.
And she is exactly who you think she is. She is just the sweetest Southern Baptist. You know, I was kidding with her before the show. I said, you didn't take your scattergun out of the trunk and take care of the turkeys yourself. Believe me, she'd have been perfectly capable of doing that. For people that are listening to the show, and, you know, we do a lot of discussion on this show, Troy is obviously the counterbalance to my sometimes impetuous, hot-headed self, but we also have kind of a conscience of the show that listens to us every week out in North Carolina. You know, our good buddy Christina Mercado, and I wanted to bring her on real quick and just get her thoughts on the interview as well. Hey, Christina, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
What did you think of our friend Mary Taylor?
I thought she was great, and I loved the part about the turkeys.
Well, yeah.
We don't see those too many times in Greensboro.
But, I mean, you know, we have this conversation. You and I have had this conversation. You know, one of the challenges they face at that credit union, MTC Federal Credit Union, they're dealing with the auto industry. And obviously one of the words in their name is not something that the auto industry looks very favorably upon. Mm-hmm. Of course, the word is union. And I thought it was just a stroke of brilliance when they sent their people out into the plants to do some face-to-face, you know, in this era of tweet this and Twitter that and Facebook this and Facebook that, I believe these guys started turning their culture around when they sent their people out there face-to-face, that human interaction, which no tweet or Facebook update will ever change or replace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, no, and it's not supposed to either, Jason, so just remember that.
It's just
a supplement to the communication.
It's a balancing act, but I think sometimes, and Christina, you can tell me if I'm wrong, I think even in my case, sometimes we we may tend to rely a little bit too much on the technological enhancements that are all around us. And I just thought it was very, very charming that they sent people out. I mean, these are plants. These are guys that are working, you know, blue-collar guys that are making tires and stuff like that. And I just thought it was a stroke of brilliance.
Absolutely. And we kind of do that here, too. We have a dedicated business development person, and she spends a lot of time working on those relationships. So it actually makes a big difference.
Well, let me ask you, Chris. Go ahead, Troy.
What I was just going to say is that, you know, what Mary did is figured out what is the appropriate level or method of communication that actually works. So there's a difference when you're talking about Pennsylvania State Employees Credit Union that only has their main branch, and they do everything else electronically, and that works for their demographic group, the teachers. I mean, that's perfect for them. They love that. That works out great. I mean, to say to that credit union, oh, you now have to go door to door, they would be looking at you going, what are you talking about? But for the area in which Mary operates, where that credit union operates, the logistics. I mean, come on, we're talking about turkeys on the road here, you know, and like, you know, it is much more of a press the flesh. It's a much more of a connection. So what she has to do is manage the difference between her technology or her social media connections and what she does face to face. And she'll have a different mix than what someone like Pennsylvania State Employees Credit Union would have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you this. When I was there, Nike and I arrived at the Drury Inn and Suites, and she said something that I think people might have missed because she said it kind of quickly. And actually, now that I think about it, she might have said it when we were talking before the show. But it is an international audience that they have there. When I was in the elevator, there was somebody speaking Chinese, somebody speaking Japanese, and somebody speaking Spanish. And Troy, as you and Christina well know, the handshake and the smiling face is a universal language. So when they get out there and they are doing that kind of thing, I think it not only works with obviously the English-speaking South Carolina residents and the transplants down to the upstate area, but people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Christina, you got any big plans for April Fool's Friday?
Not at all. It's first day of a new month, first day of a new quarter, so things are a little hectic here, but just looking forward to 5 o'clock.
Well, hey, listen, as always, thank you so much for being one of our most loyal listeners, and we hope you have a great weekend.
My pleasure. You too.
Talk to you soon.
Jason, I decided that since I am foolish 364 days of the year, that I should make this anti-April Fool's Day for me and just not pull any practical jokes or anything.
I'm through pranking, too. You know, last year, myself and Nike and some other folks, we headed out on a cruise with Q's. Q's put on a cruise for their Florida chapter. And I got to tell you, Troy, leading up to that cruise, I thought for sure the musicians were playing some kind of elaborate practical joke on me, and I was going to show up at the Tampa terminal for Carnival Cruise Lines to find no boat waiting to take me down to Cozumel. Hey, Troy, just a couple quick announcements about next week's show. Next week we're going to start a series of shows on CUSOs, very forward-thinking CUSOs that are doing some great work out there in the credit union marketplace. We're going to have Chris Giles. He's the general manager for CU Wireless. It's a CUSO owned by MAPS Credit Union out in Oregon. And we're also going to have a special visit from Eric Koh. He's with the Marketing Association of Credit Unions. He's going to come on and tell people why they need to get out to San Francisco in June for the MAC show, which is one of the best shows, in my opinion, that goes on in the credit union marketplace each and every year. And with about a minute to go in the show, I want to put a big shout out to our buddies in Connecticut, Lisa Azadorian at Nutmeg State Federal Credit Union. Our musicians are hard at work in the studio right now putting some music together for them, and our buddies at Mountain America Federal Credit Union out in Utah. Our musicians are also in the studio today working on an original song for Mountain America. And if you're listening and you want to add some multi-sensory vibe to your credit union, just give us a holler anytime, any place. Hey, Troy, with about a minute to go on the show, anything hot and happening out there in Charleston this weekend?
Well, no, we had the Prince concert last night, or the night before. It was actually Wednesday night. So we're still trying to settle down from the Prince concert. But we have the air show coming up next weekend, April the 9th, so that'll be the big deal here. So I think maybe this is an off weekend for us.
Well, that's great. When I was in Charleston last week, when I was in Greenville last week, he was there the night I was leaving, I believe. And you talk about, you know, you know, if you've ever seen our videos on YouTube, you know that we do a print sing-along to Starfish and Coffee at all of our shows. It's always the hit of our shows, and I'm a big Prince fan. I am going way back when. Hey, listen, Troy, kind of the last thing here today, tomorrow, April 2nd, yours truly, I've been placed on the ballot to be mayor of New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and I kick off my campaign tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Granzine's Restaurant in our fair city here in the hill country of Texas, and so I'll be busy with that, but I hope you have a great, great weekend. I look forward to doing this again next Friday.
Yeah, you bet, Jason. Good luck, and congratulations on that mayoral race.
All right. Hey, we'll talk to you all soon. Take care.